This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tonight is the second presidential debate. Undecided voters in the audience will get to ask questions of the president and Governor Romney, as will the moderator, Candy Crowley, from CNN. Her, we know. Those undecided voters, not so much.
And the latest poll numbers suggest
margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said...
Frank Newport is the editor-in-chief at Gallup, and he is going to be at Hofstra University tonight for the debate. Frank, it's good to talk to you again.
My pleasure.
Okay, so first of all, I learned that you helped decide what third candidates get to be in debates, and now actually you help pick the undecided voters who ask questions in town hall debates. What? How do I get that gig?
Well, we're happy to help out. We randomly select voters from around the area, wherever the debate happens to be held, and if they aren't committed, we invite them to the debate.
Okay, so I have to know what your definition of undecided is, or uncommitted, I guess.
Basically, it's true undecided, Kai, that is people who say no matter how much we push them, they don't have a choice, and also people who may lean to one candidate or the other, but tell us that there is still a chance that they might vote for the other person. So we put all that together, and that's our definition of uncommitted voters, and those are the ones that will be up on stage at Hofstra University.
And do you know who Candy's going to pick out of the crowd?
We do not. It's kind of like a jury, very interesting. Once they arrive at the debate venue, they then go in with Candy Crowley and her producers, and we're through. You know, it's up to them for that point. And they're kind of sequestered, so we have no idea who's going to be picked.
What's your sense then of, based on having done this for 20-something years, what kinds of questions are we likely to hear tonight?
Well, I think there'll be a mix, and I think they're great. You know, a lot of people are very worried and say, oh, these people are going to ask bizarre questions. You know, my sister was abducted by a UFO, Mr. President. What are you going to do about it? Or things like that. Yeah. But they actually don't. So I think we'll get a mix. I think there'll be domestic questions and foreign policy questions and maybe a few things that come out of the blue, which I personally think might be great. I want to see how Romney and Obama respond when it's an offbeat question. That might be fun to watch.
How have these undecided voters changed over time? I mean, is it the same kind of person?
Well, I don't think basically they've changed a lot. They tend to be more white than average because people of color, minorities tend to be strongly fixed in one direction. Young people tend to be more fixed in a particular direction. So they tend to be a little more middle-aged and older. But basically, I think it's the same type of person now that we found back in 1992 when we first did this at the University of Richmond.
Do you believe that people are genuinely uncommitted at this point in a presidential campaign?
Yeah, I think that the people we identified as uncommitted genuinely could shift one way or the other. There is a group of people out there, and it could be as many in our data as one out of five, who are maybe leaning one way or the other, but it's loose enough so that something could dislodge them, so to speak, and move them in the other direction.
Yeah. Frank Newport, he's the editor-in-chief at Gallup. He's here with us every week. Frank, thanks a lot.
Glad to be with you.